Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and once again, after a hiatus, joining me is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to have you back. Well, you know, it is, we're on the cusp of August, and it is county fair season.
It is indeed, and we all love county fairs. There's just so much to do, and there's such... They're just such a part of our lives in Minnesota.
Truly. And, you know, especially in rural Minnesota, where you have lots of young people showing off the work they've been doing, whether they're involved in 4-H or FFA or some of those other mm-hmm. programs, and, you know, showing off their animal husbandry efforts with, you know, all the different animals or you know, some of the projects they've got going on.
Right. And the thing with county fairs is that they are just such a great place for, you know, for the community to get together and just get together and have fun, talk, go to the demolition derby, but also, you know, to show up off the crafts you've been working on over the year. You see, you know, the amazing hardanger and paintings and things that people do. And then the kids get to, like you say, show off their animals. And it's just this place where everybody can come together and just be a community.
Absolutely. I love the seed art. That's one of my favorite
seed art
things.
Is great. Yes.
and of course, you can't forget the cheese curds.
Cheese curds.
Because, you know, I mean,
absolutely.
Boy, I mean, if they didn't have that, I don't know if I could go, mm-hmm. but they do.
And yeah.
Virtually everyone. So, and of course, it all culminates with the state fair mm-hmm. in St. Paul, Falcon Heights, technically, coming up at the end of August. Mm-hmm. So there's really sort of a mad flurry from now until
right.
then of county fairs. I mean, they're just everywhere.
Yeah. And the probably one of the great things about county fairs, especially nowadays, is that it is still that connection to rural and to agriculture. And, you know, at the county or at the state fair, you get to go and look at all the animals. People that would never come in contact with farm animals
mm-hmm.
otherwise, or tractors, you know, get to go and see things. And it keeps that whole, it keeps rural real
yeah.
for the rest of the state. And it still very much keeps up that connection of where we all come from.
The other thing that you find at county fairs that I find kind of attractive about it, I mean, we are into the political season, mm-hmm. so you'll have candidates out there
right.
espousing their views and so forth. And then you'll also find some of the people who are both entrepreneurs and inventors of
mm-hmm.
things, you know, so mm-hmm. you never really know what you're going to find till you get there, and it
yep.
makes it fun. And of course, there's always fun things for the kids to do too.
Right. It's just a great gathering place for all of us.
So county fair season is really, you know, in full swing, and it goes from now until, again, the state fair, I believe, gets underway that last week,
mm-hmm.
last full week in August, and then through Labor Day. So,
right.
Yeah, so it's going to be a culmination of lots, a flurry of activity. Well, thanks for joining us today, Marnie. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.